That relative that you've never heard of, you know nothing about, dies and leaves a fortune, and all of a sudden you get a letter in the post informing you of this. It'd be something, wouldn't it? Well, that does happen to people quite a lot, actually. And in the case we're about to talk about now, it's been a record-breaking event because 100 people, distantly related family members, have all inherited an unexpected cash sum from an elderly couple from Swansea after they passed away within less than a month of each other, and they left no will and apparently no heirs. We can speak to Danny Curran, who's the founder of Finders International. He appears on the BBC One television programme Heir Hunters. And Danny, it's your job to find the heirs when there seem to be none, is that right?
That's correct, yes. We have many situations like this, as you say, every year. And it's a bizarre case, this one, in that not only was the couple died close together in time, but without wills, but you have a situation where seemingly a family with no relatives turns out to be a massive family.
Yes, and we'll talk more about that in a second, but let's speak to one of that extended family who's with us in the studio, Lawrence Taylor. Good morning, Lawrence.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Now, you are one of the heirs in this case, and the first thing people are going to want to know is how much money was it? And it was a very modest amount in the end, wasn't
it? Very much so.
Yes, what was it, about 50 quid or something?
Yeah, £49 X a month.
What did he do with it?
Spent it.
Quite right.
Probably spent it on petrol.
It's better than a poke in the eye, Mike. £49.
Well, it was just nice to hear that you had an extended family, basically,
yes,
more than anything. So.
And so, tell us about your first knowledge that you know you might be involved in this extended family.
Well, it all come about, as you say, a letter dropped on the mat. You open a letter and you think, is it real or is it not real? And luckily for me, myself, I was working in London at the time, and the Finders International was just around the corner from where I was working, so I thought I'd knock the door and just see, make sure it was correct and make sure it wasn't one of those scams, as they call them, something. So
that's a great idea, actually, because you never know these days.
No, you don't know, because you could, they could be asking you to send money eventually, sort of thing. So I think sometimes it's best to check up on these things, and it just worked out better in my favour than I did, sort of thing. So
right. So take up the story for us then, Danny. You hunted around, and as you say, you found actually a vast number of heirs to this couple.
Exactly, yes. We built up a family tree, and this one went to extended family. So the order of intestacy, i.e. when someone dies without a will, is laid down in law. So this particular one goes to extended family. So if you think about an elderly person dying now, their parents may have been stillborn in the sort of late Victorian era, so they could be very easily one of 10 children. And if each one of those 10 has 10 children, and so on, you can imagine how big these family trees can get.
And Lawrence, did you have any idea that you had so many relatives out
there? No, all I knew was my mother's immediate family. So I knew I had a couple of aunties and uncles, and I was that. So no idea whatsoever.
So it's almost like a whole new world has been unveiled.
Yes, definitely. I've already had contact with a few members of the extended family already. So it's opening new pastures. So every day is a new experience. It's unreal.
And what was it like when you were in contact with them for the first time?
Well, it's just like you don't really know what to say, because it's a strange way to be brought together. So it's like you've been brought together over money, which is not the ideal situation, but it's better being over money rather than something else, I think. So it was a good experience, because I never knew there was somebody out there. And as I say, I brought the scroll with me, but...
Oh, you've got your family tree with you?
No, it's so big, you wouldn't want to open it,
oh,
honestly.
Oh, really?
Yes, it'll go around this room.
Oh, never, would it?
Yes, it's incredible, honestly.
Wow. Well, Danny, how lovely to actually bring people together in this way. I mean, I know this case is exceptional because it involves so many people, but, you know, is this a big part of your job, that actually you find that you are reconnecting family members who never knew each other existed?
Yes, it's important. I mean, people think of firms like Finders, and they think, oh, okay, they're all about the money. They just want to trace the big family, wealthy families, and that sort of thing. And this proves yet again that you can't always govern that, and you can't always govern how big the estate is, or, you know, many times we don't know. We take a risk, and obviously, sometimes it's a sole heir to over £1 million. Sometimes it's over 100 heirs, as in this case, sharing a fairly modest estate. So, the way that these things develop is not anything that we want to necessarily control, but as you say, a lovely side of it is that we can actually reunite families, often as a byproduct of what we do.
And this case, 100 members, 100 heirs, if you like. That is a record breaker, is it?
Certainly, in our experience, I've been in the business 27 years now, and these are very, very rare, these numbers of people. Typically you'd have, I'd say on average, 20 to 30 heirs is a fairly normal amount once you start tracing extended family cousins of the deceased, or first cousins once or twice removed. Mm. But there is, the law in Scotland is even more generous, and that's one thing we'd like to work on, because as time goes on, families will get smaller. My parents are one of two or three, and further down the line, families do shrink. So in Scotland, they allow for descendants of great uncles and aunts to inherit as well. So rather than the money ultimately going to the crown, you will always find an heir.
And yes, I guess, for that person, as well as the money, as you say, this whole family life that they never knew existed emerges. You've got some way to go, Lawrence, haven't you? If you've already met, how many have you been in contact with?
I think I've contacted about five at the moment.
Five, so you've got another 95 to go.
This is more than 100.
It's more, is it?
Yeah, it was more than 100, definitely. Never. Yeah, definitely.
God, that could keep you busy for the next 10 years.
No, and the rest. The rest of my life, I think. But it'd be nice. It's a nice venture.
Yeah, oh, lovely.
Yeah,
lovely.
Definitely.
Well, thanks so much for coming in and telling us all about it. How fascinating. It's the sort of thing you're going to dine out on as well for years and years,
well,
this experience,
exactly right,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you'll have a story to tell about this forever now.
Yeah, especially with the £50.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and then it turned out to be £49. Fantastic. I love it.
No problem.
And Lawrence, great. Thanks very much indeed. I would say spend it wisely, but you already have. So
I
there
have
we go.
Already.
That's all right then. And our thanks too to Danny Curran of Finders International. It's 7:32 now.
This is Good Morning.